This is April Sadowski reading an excerpt from part 4 of Everything is a Remix. For almost our entire history, ideas were free. The works of Shakespeare, Gutenberg, and Rembrandt could be openly copied and built upon, but the growing dominance of the market economy, where the products of our intellectual labors are bought and sold, produced an unfortunate side effect. Let's say a guy invents a better light bulb. His price needs to cover not just the manufacturing cost, but also the cost of inventing the thing in the first place. Now, let's say a competitor starts manufacturing a copy of the invention. The competitor doesn't need to cover those development costs, so his version can be cheaper. The bottom line, original creations can't compete with the price of copies. In the United States, the introduction of copyrights and patents was intended to address this imbalance. Copyrights covered media, patents covered inventions. Both aimed to encourage the creation and proliferation of new ideas by providing a brief and limited period of exclusivity, a period where no one else could copy your work. This gave creators a window in which to cover their investment and earn a profit. After that, their work entered the public domain, where it could spread far and wide and be freely built upon. And it was this that was the goal, a robust public domain, an affordable body of ideas, products, arts, and entertainment available to all. The core belief was in the common good, what would benefit everyone. But over time, the power of the market transformed the principle beyond recognition. Influential thinkers proposed that ideas are a form of property, and this conviction would eventually yield a new term, intellectual property. This was a meme that would multiply wildly, thanks in part to a quirk of human psychology known as loss aversion. Simply put, we hate losing what we've got. People tend to place a much higher value on losses than on gains. So the gains we get from copying the work of others don't make a big impression. But when it's our ideas being copied, we perceive this as a loss and we get territorial. For instance, Disney made extensive use of the public domain. Stories like Snow White, Pinocchio, and Alice in Wonderland were all taken from the public domain. But when it came time for the copyright of Disney's early films to expire, they lobbied to have the term of copyright extended.